Good morning. A cold start to the day for early May across interior New York and New England, with many locations in the upper 20s and lower to mid 30s to start off this Tuesday. High pressure that moved in overnight cleared our skies out, and we're starting off with a good amount of sunshine. And as that sun gets higher in the sky, we'll rebound off our morning lows and back through the 30s and 40s today. Afternoon sunshine will mix with clouds, and a northwest breeze will persist, keeping a bit of a chill in the air for this time of year. Still, high temperatures should manage to reach the middle and upper 50s on average for daytime highs. Tonight, skies will be partly cloudy and another cold one, with many locations going back into the lower to mid 30s with widespread frost. This will set us up for another dry start to the day on Wednesday, although a weak disturbance will slide to the south of New York City and push some clouds our way in the afternoon, and we do run the risk at a few showers, especially south of I-90. High temperatures on Wednesday will reach into the upper 50s to around 60. A similar setup for Thursday, with a disturbance passing through with partly sunny skies and a couple of passing showers and highs near 60. On Friday, we'll track an unusually strong trough of low pressure as it dives into the Great Lakes. Out ahead of it, a few rain showers, otherwise partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-50s. With that cold pool of air and trough overhead on Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy, breezy, and very cold for this time of year, with scattered rain showers in the valleys and mountain wet snow. Highs will only be in the 40s. We should be mostly dry for Mother's Day and a mix of sun and clouds. Still breezy and chilly, though, with highs in the lower 50s before we rebound back to the mid-50s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today. Active weather is expected in association with an area of low pressure moving from the southern plains through the Ohio Valley and mid-Atlantic today and tomorrow. Heavy rain and localized flash flooding will be possible in the mid-Mississippi and Ohio Valleys. Severe thunderstorms are possible across the western Gulf Coast states and in the southern Appalachians. The trailing cold front from this area of low pressure will bring much cooler temperatures to the southern plains, which has had several days of record highs. High temperatures are expected to be slightly below average over the southern plains today and only close to average tomorrow. The core of the above-average temperatures over the next couple of days will be from southern California into the southwest and Great Basin. Highs across these areas are expected to be 10 to 15 degrees above average. In contrast, much below average temperatures will persist across the northeastern quarter of the country from the upper Mississippi Valley, Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, into the mid-Atlantic. Across these areas, highs are expected to be 10 to 15 degrees below average. Parts of the Ohio Valley, central Appalachians, and mid-Atlantic may even see record low high temperatures both today and tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow, and fog, 16 degrees on a northwest wind at 44, gusting to 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 5 below 0. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 38 degrees, the dew point 24. 57% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.90 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 14 at Forster Flat, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, lower 60s. In Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs around 50. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 61 degrees, the low 45. The average temperature, 53, that's 2 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 31 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 12 hundredths below normal, and 11.08 inches for the year, which is 52 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high, 91, set in 1944, and the record low, 29, in 1974 and in 1952. Sunrise this morning was at 5:44 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:01 p.m., 14 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of frost in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of frost in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of frost in the lower to mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of frost in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, the risk of a shower south of I-90, upper 50s. The risk of a few showers Thursday, otherwise partly sunny near 60. Still the risk of a few showers on Friday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid 50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cold Saturday, rain showers in the valleys, wet snow in the mountains in the 40s, a mix of sun and clouds both Sunday and Monday, breezy, chilly, lower to mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.